The issue has not been settled. My position hasn't changed. I think we should continue to operate the unit. Because I think it's in the future that the demand will be there for those units, and to replace them with another type of unit would be extremely expensive, and particularly when you calculate what losses we'd have if we closed them down.
That was Dick Denard, the assistant dean of students at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Karen Sedgell, Director of Public Affairs, with this week's edition of University Focus. Yakka State, located on Chena Ridge, opened in 1972 to meet a demand for increased housing needs for faculty and staff at the university. Initially, the units were to house 45% faculty, 45% staff, and 10% students.
Except during the pipeline period, it was never fully occupied. There's 96 units, 48 two-bedrooms and 48 three-bedroom units. During the pipeline period, there was an extremely long waiting list, and because of the number of transit staff members more than anything else, clerical and custodial staff, etc., that tended to move in and out of the university fairly quickly. People were employed on the slope. After the pipeline, we had a change in the rent structure and a corresponding change in the demand for the units, and the occupancy fell, partially because of the change in the rent structure, but partially because the demand simply wasn't there.
The low point for occupancy of Yakka State was this past December, according to Denard, when only 33 of the units were occupied. Denard admits there were some problems with the units, but that most have been resolved.
Yakka, I think, has received a lot of bad rap. I think they're reasonably pleasant units for people to live in. Yes, there have been some problems in terms of the basic structure, but I think most of those have been resolved at this point. And one of the big problems is we're constantly having plumbing leaks. And that was found to be a problem of electrolysis. And we think we've got that resolved now. We changed the grounding of the telephone system, which appeared to be the source of the electrolysis.
Yakka State has been criticized for its electric heating system, especially since electric heat is so costly and becoming more costly. Denard, however, believes that Yakka was simply one of many housing units built here in the early 70s that are experiencing the same problem.
At the time it was built, contractors were encouraged to heat with electricity, because that was viewed as the source of energy of the future. And with the oil crisis and what have you, that essentially reversed itself. But there are a lot of places that were built in the Fairbanks area that were built about that time that have the same problem. We've had it analyzed by a number of consultants, as well as members of our physical plant staff. And yes, they're not, it's 2x4 construction, but again, at that time, that was the common form of construction in the Fairbanks area. We'd all like it to be 2x6 with 6-inch insulation on the walls, but that's just not practical to do at this point.
Whether to keep the units or board them up, as has been suggested, remains a topic for discussion. But all of the available units will be full this September for the first time since the pipeline, and Denard is pleased.
We revised the rental structure and made it more attractive, I think, primarily to married students. And we've always had a high demand for married student housing, and to the point we've always had waiting lists. So this is now presents an alternative for some of those people that were on waiting lists. And at this point, there are 19 married student families that have indicated to us that they're going to be occupying units in the fall.
Six of the 96 units will not be ready for occupancy this fall since they are undergoing extensive remodeling. But Assistant Dean of Students Dick Denard is optimistic that they too will be filled when opened again. It's back to school time on campus. Registration packets are available for local students on Friday, August 29th. Registration begins September 2nd and continues through Wednesday the 3rd. The first day of classes is September 4th. New faculty have also begun to arrive. We have a new dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, a new hockey coach, women's basketball and volleyball coaches, and many new faces in most of the schools. I'm Karen Sedgo, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUACF.